Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Just after midnight on March 3rd in St. Clair County, deputies were called to a home along Jetto Road after an elderly woman with dementia wandered away during the night. Investigators learned she had left the house wearing little clothing and no shoes, while temperatures outside had dropped below freezing. With the clock ticking, deputies deployed K-9 Brock to pick up the trail, while Port Huron Police launched a drone to assist from above. Brock tracked the woman's path for nearly 30 minutes before leading deputies to a nearby residence. There, the woman was discovered sitting inside an unlocked pickup truck. Authorities say she was cold but otherwise unharmed and in good spirits. Sheriff Matt King says the outcome highlights the value of department's K-9 unit, adding that Brock's work may very well have saved a life. And Michigan just set another graduation record, and this time it did not sneak past anyone quietly. According to new data released by the Michigan Department of Education, the state's 2025 four-year graduation rate climbed to just over 84%. That's up 1.2 percentage points from last year's record of 82.8%. The four-year dropout rate dropped to 7.1%, down from 7.7%. Even the five-year graduation rate rose to 85.8%. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in a press release, called it the highest rate since Michigan adopted the federal formula in 2008. When we come back from this McVeigh Insurance Agency's sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Combine your policies and save big with the McVeigh Insurance Agency. This is Tammy Pulaski. We offer multi-policy discounts when you have your home, automobile, and life insurance with McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. For a free quote, call 269-9977.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an Auto Owner's Insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
This is Lynette Long from the McVeigh Insurance Agency. We are your local independent agent that puts your needs first. For a free quote, call 269-9977.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our local news, the Sand Lac County Drug Task Force's 2025 year-end report was presented to the county commissioners during the last county meeting. The report noted several times that the department was more active in 2025 than it was in 2024, and in many cases, more active even than over the last 10 years. There were 294 complaints handled, which is much higher than 2024 and is even above average for the last 10 years. That coincides with the high number of complaints and tips that were handled. During 2025, there were 294 complaints investigated, and there were 546 tips received. There were 38 undercover buys conducted by undercover officers, and 147 searches were conducted at residences, vehicles, and persons. Those efforts resulted in 159 individuals being arrested, which resulted in 329 criminal charges filed. Of that number, there were 209 misdemeanor charges and 120 felony charges. In addition to some Santa Clara County cases, also resulted in additional charges being made to in surrounding counties as well. Also, there was an increase in all types of drug seizures from the previous year. There was a significant increase in fentanyl cases. Overall, fentanyl has become more prevalent nationwide, and it is being laced with the controlled substances, noted the report. The overwhelming majority of heroin seizures tested with fentanyl, which is far more potent than heroin. However, methamphetamine continues to be the most prevalent and widespread drug in Sanilac County. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owners, no problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe.